让我们低头再一次祷告。
Let's have more word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。早晨，当我们一起聚集的时候，我们实在是再一次知道，我们每一个在座的人已经得到了这个加美的信息。
Lord, we thank you this morning. When we gather together, we know that each one of us here has already obtained the beautiful message.
因为你已经把这个幔子为我们裂开，我们今天可以能够来进入到这个里面。
Because you have broken the veil, today we can enter in.
我们今天可以在我们王的面前过生活。
Today we can live in the presence of our King.
这是何等一个加美荣耀的一个信息。
What a beautiful and glorious message.
我们每一个人借着你的宝血，今天可以进到这位荣耀的王的面前，能够来过这个生活。
Each one of us can enter in our glorious King and live this glorious life by your precious blood.
愿意这个荣美的信息今天再一次活在我们每个人的里面。
May this beautiful message live in each one of us.
愿意我们每个人今天实在是进到我们王的面前，坐在我们王的面前，能够来听见我们这位荣耀的王的声音。
So that each one of us may enter in and live in the presence of our glorious King.
所以我们求你怎么是纪念我们下面这一点点的时间。
We remember this ensuing time.
我们需要你的帮助。
We need your help.
感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
那我开始分享之前，我们先一起来读一些圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures.
我们绝大多数圣经在撒母耳记上。第一章
First Samuel chapter 1.
首先我们来看撒母耳记上第一章第一节第二节。
First Samuel chapter 1 verse 1 to 2.
以法莲三地的拉玛索非有一个以法莲人，名叫以利加拿，是苏非的玄孙，托户的曾孙，以利户的孙子，耶罗罕的儿子。他有两个妻，一名哈拿，一名比尼拿。比尼拿有儿女，哈拿没有儿女。
Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim of the mountains of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jerome, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuf, an Ephraimite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children.
接下来第六节到第十五节。
Then verse 6 to 15.
比尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就做他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿。比尼拿仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。他丈夫以利加拿对他说：哈拿，你为何哭泣不吃饭，心里愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子还好吗？他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在耶和华殿的门框旁边坐在自己的位上。哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祷告耶和华，许愿说：万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷念不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。哈拿在耶和华面前不住地祈祷，以利定睛看他的嘴，原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音，因此以利以为他喝醉了。以利对他说：你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。哈拿回答说：主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意。
Verse 6. And her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable, because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord that she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah her husband said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. And it happened, and as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli washed her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, "How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you." But Hannah answered and said, "No, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord."
19:20.
Verse 19 and 20.
次清早他们起来在耶和华面前敬拜就回拉玛到了家里以利加拿和妻哈拿同房耶和华顾念哈拿哈拿就怀孕日期满足生了一个儿子给他起名叫撒母说这是我从耶和华那里求来的。Verse
19, then they rose early in the morning and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked for him from the Lord."
最后我们来读哥林多后书第4章17节。
Lastly, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17.
哥林多后书第4章17节。
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
我想我们在这里现在的每一个人，我们都会同意一件事情。
I know that each one of us here will agree upon one thing.
就是今年的夏天，Houston的夏天非常的炎热，几乎也没有下过雨。
Is that it is a scorching summer in Houston, and there had hardly any rain.
虽然如此，我们也都会同意，神在这个炎热的夏天，仍旧不停的、不住的来对我们来说话。
And I know we all agree upon another thing that God has never ceased speaking to us in this hot summer.
无论是我们自己的夏令会，我们的西岸特会，或者是年轻人的夏令会等等，神借这些机会都一直在向我们来说话。God
has all kept speaking to us through summer conference, West Coast Christian conference, and the youth conference.
在过去一段时间，我们也听到很多弟兄姐妹在各种场合所对着这些话语的回应的分享。And
recently, we've heard many sharing and testimonies from brothers and sisters.
所以我们要为着神在我们当中继续的不断的工作，我们来感谢我们的神。
We thank our God for His continually working among us.
在我们6月份的夏令会当中，我们在一起唱的这首诗歌一直就放在我的里面。
This hymn we have sent in during summer conference, God has put this hymn in my heart.
所以，就算夏令会结束了以后，这首诗歌也在我的里面。
Even after the summer conference, this hymn continued in my heart.
所以我今天所要交通分享的负担，其实也是从这首诗歌里出来的。
So my burden from today is actually from this hymn.
这首诗歌的副歌当中特别有一句话。
In the refrain of this hymn, there is one verse.
对，说到裂开幔子，我已过，这里荣耀不败露。
I have passed the riven veil, where the glorious never fail.
这里荣耀不败露，就是神的荣耀永远不败露。
The glory never fail means the glory of God never fail.
我们知道神当初造人是照他的形象，是照着他荣耀的形象造的。
We know when God made man, He made man in God's glorious image.
神造的每一个人都应该有神的形象，都是应该来彰显神荣耀形象。
All the men that was created should have the image of God, should have the glory of God.
神当时赐给他所造的人，要教他们生养众多，遍满地面。
God wanted the man that he made to be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it.
所以神的心意就是要叫他的形象，神的荣耀能够来遍满全地。
So God wanted his glory and his image to fill the earth.
叫地上的众人都能够来活在这个神的荣耀当中。
So all the people on the earth can live in God's glory.
这个是他的旨意。
This is his will.
但我们看到不久以后，人就开始背逆神。
But we see not too long after, man started to rebel against God.
当人开始远离神、逃避神、不要神的时候，这个时候人就失去了神的形象。
So man lost the image of God when they try to depart from God and flee from God and even does not want God.
而当人失去了神的形象，也就失去了神荣耀的遮盖。
When man lost the image of God and they have also lost this covering of the glory of God.
人就会觉得赤身露体变成一件羞耻的事情。
And they were ashamed by their nakedness.
因为人失去了神荣耀的遮盖。
Because they have lost the covering of the glory of God.
他们就要来躲避耶和华神的面。
Then they wanted to flee from the face of the Lord Jehovah.
不仅如此，而当人失去了神的形象，也成为了神眼中的罪人。
After man has lost the image of God, and they have become sinners in God's eyes.
圣经说到，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Scripture says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
亏缺了神的荣耀，不是说因为人的犯罪，神的荣耀就减少。
Falling short of the glory of God does not mean that God's glory diminished because of man's sin.
亏缺了神的荣耀，是说到人达不到神的荣耀 ，fall short。
Falling short means a man cannot measure up to God's glory.
是人失去了神的荣耀，而不是神失去了减少了他的荣耀。
It is man that who have lost the glory of God, not God who has diminished his own glory.
因为他的荣耀永不败落。
Because his glory never fail.
而当人失去了神的荣耀，就落在黑暗当中。
So after man lost the glory of God, they fall into darkness.
就落在死亡的里面。
They fall into the depths.
不仅人的里面充满了黑暗，而且全地也落在这样一个黑暗死亡的光景中。
Not only are the inward man full of darkness, also the whole earth has fallen under darkness.
我们就看到地上的人，无论做了任何的一件事情，说的任何一句话，都可能会引起极大的纷争、对立和冲突。
So we see on the earth, any word or deed of man may cause great strife or conflicts on the earth.
这就是我们现在所处的时代。
This is the time we are in right now.
因为没有了神的荣耀，就充满了黑暗和死亡。
Because without the glory of God, it is full of darkness and death.
即使这种光景不仅仅是发生在现在。
Not only that this situation doesn't only happen now.
即使在圣经当中就记载着许许多多以前的世代同样的这样一个光景。
The scriptures have reported many similar situations in the past.
我们知道在旧约当中有一段时期叫做士师秉政的时期。
We know in the Old Testament there was a time called the days when the judges ruled.
那是一段以色列百姓黑暗的时期。
That was a very dark time for the children of Israel.
个人任意而行，行自己眼中看为正的事。
Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
就像现今时代一样。
Just like the time today.
行自己眼中看为正的事。
Do what was right in his own eyes.
在四世纪当中，有一句话经常的重复。
There was one verse repeated in the book of Judges.
就是以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
The children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord.
以色列百姓不断地陷在罪中得罪神。
The children of Israel continued fell into the sin and sin against God.
神就借着他们的仇敌来辖制他。
So God sent them into bondage under their enemies.
而当他们来向耶和华神呼求的时候，神就兴起士师来拯救他们。
And when they cried to the Lord, and God raised up judges to save them.
来救他们脱离仇敌的辖制。
To deliver them from the bondage of the enemies.
但不久，他们又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Not too long after, they again did evil in the sight of the Lord.
他们又再一次落在仇敌的手中。
And again, they fell into the hands of the enemies.
他们就这样周而复始。
And just repeat the cycle.
在以色列百姓的这些起起伏伏的当中，我们看不见神的荣耀。
We cannot see the glory of God from those up and downs and high and lows from the children of Israel.
因为神的百姓拒绝神做他们的王。
Because the children of God refused God to be their king.
当人拒绝神做他们的王的时候，就是拒绝神的荣耀。
When they refuse God to be their king, they are refusing the glory of God.
所以我们就要来看，当到底这些以色列百姓他们的盼望在哪里呢
？So we'll see where is the hope for the children of Israel.
难道他们就一直活在这种起起伏伏、高高低低的光景当中
？Are they going to continually living in this up and downs and high and low situation?
同样，在我们现在所处的时代。
Similarly, in our time,
也包括我们自己的生活当中，也充满了这些起起伏伏、高高低低。
There are many up and downs in our daily life.
我们有被仇敌辖制的时候。
We have times that in bondage of the enemies.
我们也有经历到蒙神拯救的时候。
We have times that experience the God's salvation and deliverance.
我们有站在山上的经历。
We have the experience standing on the mountain.
也有跌入到山谷中的时候。
We also have the experience falling in the valley.
同样，在教会的历史上，我们也看到充满着复兴以及复兴之后的败落。
Also, there we know there are revivals and falls after revivals throughout the church. History.
那我们的盼望到底在哪
？Where is our hope?
所以我们要感谢我们的主。
Thank our God.
因为圣经不是结束在四世纪。
Scripture did not end in the book of Judges.
因为接着四世纪以后有路德记和撒母耳记。
There are the book of Ruth and the book of Samuel after the book of Judges.
从中我们就能够来知道士师不是神的心意。
We know that judges are not the will of God.
我们不是在等下一个士师。
We're not waiting for the next judge.
我们不是来呼求一位更伟大的士师。
We're not asking for a great judge.
神的心意不是在士师记中。
God's will is not in the book of Judges.
士师记只是让我们看见我们的光景，看见我们这个世代的光景。
God let us see our situation and also the situation of the current time. From the book of Judges.
神的心意是在路德记中，是在撒母耳记。
God's will in the book of Ruth and in the book of Samuel.
我们记得四世纪最后一句话是说到，那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
The last verse in the book of Judges was, in those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
而路德记最后一个字是。
And the last word in the book of Ruth was David.
接下来的撒母耳记就是讲神怎样叫大卫成为以色列全地的王。
Subsequently, in the book of Samuel, we're talking about how David became the king of Israel.
所以我们看见神的心意是一个王和这个王所建立的国度。
So we see that God's will is this king and this.Kingdom established by the king.
神的心意不是要得到更多的祭司，更伟大的士师。
God's will is not for more or great judges.
神所要的是一个君王，一个荣耀的君王。
What God wanted is a king, a glorious king.
这位荣耀的君王带进一个荣耀的国度。
The glorious king brings in a kingdom of glory.
一个荣耀的君王才能带进神的荣耀。
Only a glorious king.Can bring in the glory of God.
我想我们当中很多人都听过许多关乎预备主来的信息。
We have heard many messages about preparing for the Lord's return.
预备主的再来就是我们要来带进这位荣耀的君王到我们的中间。
Preparing for the Lord's return is to prepare for this glorious King to bring His glory among us.
我们要带进这个荣耀的国度在我们的中间。
To bring this glorious kingdom in our midst.
我们要来恢复神的荣耀在我们的中间。
To restore God's glory among us.
但除非荣耀的主在我们的中间，其实我们无法得着神的荣耀。
Unless we have this glorious Lord among us, we cannot gain this glory of God.
除非荣耀的主在我们的中间，否则我们无法恢复神的荣耀。
Unless this glorious Lord is among us.We cannot restore the glories of the Lord.
所以把这位荣耀的主带到我们的中间，就是预备主的再来。
To bring this Lord of glory among us is to prepare the Lord's return.
我们在地上可以做许多的事，包括很多的好事、善事。
We can do many good things on the earth.
但如果这一切与我们荣耀的主没有多大关系。
But if all we did had nothing to do, had not much to do with our glorious Lord.
如果做的这一切与带进荣耀的主没有多大的关系的话，我们就不是在做预备等候主再来的事。
If what we have done does not have much to do with bringing in this glorious Lord, we are not preparing for the Lord's return.
相反，我们在地上，无论我们的人是多么的微小。
On the contrary, no matter how small we are.
无论我们所做的好像是非常小的事情。
No matter how trivial things we did.
但如果我们这些微小的人所做的任何的这些小事是与这位荣耀的主有关的
but if the small people who do those trivial things has some to do with this glorious Lord
是与带进这位荣耀的主有份的，那么这就是等候预备我们主的再来。
If we have part in bringing in this glorious Lord, we are preparing for this glorious, for Lord's return.
所以不是只有当主再来的时候，神的荣耀才会恢复在我们的中间。
So it is not that only after the Lord's return, God's glory can be restored among us.
当我们的生活侍奉是与荣耀的主有关的，是为了把荣耀的主带进我们的中间。那么神的荣耀就会充满在我们的中间。
When our life or service has something to do with this glorious Lord, is to in order to bring in this glorious Lord, then God's glory will be among us.
所以我们不仅要成为一个能够看见神荣耀的人。
So not only do we need to become those who can see the glory of God.
也应该是一个能够来带进神荣耀。
We should also be those who can bring in the glory of God.
圣经中记载着许多在他们生活的年代当中能带进神荣耀的。
The scripture has recorded many people who can bring in the God's glory in their time.
下面我们只是从一个人物，让我们可以一同来学习我们如何在我们平常的生活侍奉当中可以带进神的荣耀。
So from one character in the Bible, let's learn how to bring in God's glory in our daily life and service.
我们知道撒母耳记是讲到时代转换的书卷。
We know that the book of Samuel was about the transition of eras.
是从混乱败坏的士师的时代转换到君王的时代。
From the corrupted and chaotic time of judges, transition to the kingdom.
在这个转变的过程当中，神兴起并使用了一些他所拣选的器皿来成就他的工作。
God has accomplished His work by His chosen vessel during this transition.
我们都很清楚，撒母耳就是一个神所使用的器皿。
We know that Samuel was a vessel chosen by God.
但其实神也使用了一些好像是隐藏的，在人眼中看的是小的器皿，也同样来成就他的工作。
But God has also used some hidden vessels and some small vessel in man's eyes to accomplish His work.
哈拿就是这样一个器皿，被神拣选，被神使用。
Hannah was one of those vessels chosen and used by God.
在我们开始读的撒母耳记第一章中。
In First Samuel chapter 1,
其实当中也记载了一些与哈拿同世代并一同生活的人物。
It also recorded other people living at the same time of Hannah.
我们看到有以利加拿，有比尼拿，也有当时的祭司以利。
We know there were Elkanah and Peninnah, and also the high priest Eli.
他们都是与哈拿一样生活在同样的时代的当中，面对着同样的光景。
They live at the same time with Hannah, facing the same situations.
为什么在这些人当中，只有哈拿成为了当时能够来带进神荣耀的人呢
？Why among those, Hannah became the only one who brings in the glory of God?
今年夏令会下午专题当中有一个题目叫做“在日常的生活中得着永恒的价值”。
One of the topics of the workshop during the summer conference was to find the internal value in our daily life.
我想我们每个人都是生活在日常的生活当中的。
We are all living a daily life.
就像主耶稣的一个比喻， 比喻当中说到，我们或者是种田的人，或者就是推磨的。
Just like in the, our, the one of the parables of our Lord, we are either farming or we are grinding the mill.
但主说有两个人在田里，取去一个，撇下一个。
But the Lord, but our Lord says, then two will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left.
两个女人推磨，取下一个，撇下一个。
Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and the other left.
种田和推磨就是我们每个人在地上的日常生活。
Farming and grinding the mill at the mill is our daily life.
但同样是种田。
We are all farming.
有一种是叫被取去的种田。
There's a type of farming is to be taken.
有一种是被撇下的种田。
There's a type of farming is to be left.
同样在推磨上面。
And also grinding at the mill.
有一种是被取去的推磨。
One type of grinding is to be taken.
有一种则是被撇下的推磨。
Another type of grinding is to be left.
这就是叫我们看见我们日常平常的生活当中有一种可以叫做被取去的生活，
Sorry.
有一种则是被撇下的生活。
So our daily life, there is a life is to be taken, and there's another life is to be left.
同时我们也看到主在这个比喻当中取去和撇下是发生在种田和推磨的时候。
And we see that in this parable that to be the taken and or to be left happened during the farming and the grinding.
是发生在我们每天平常的生活的。
It happens in our daily ordinary life.
所以我们就要来思考，我们平常的生活是能够被取去的生活呢，还是要被撇下的生活？
So let's consider, is our life to be taken or to be left?
我们平常的生活当中所行的，在神的眼中是不是尊贵的？是不是有永远价值？
Does our daily life have eternal value? Is honorable in God's eyes?
我们这些平常的生活有没有被神宝贵、被神取去的价值？
Is there any value that can be taken and treasured by God?
我们平常的生活当中能不能带进神的荣耀？
Can we bring in God's glory in our daily life?
所以保罗在哥林多前书当中，他就鼓励我们说：“你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。”
Paul encouraged us in 1 Corinthians, and he said, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God."
神不仅要在我们日常的、平常的生活当中，要来带进他的荣耀。
Not only did God want to bring in His glory in our daily life.
而且神也从我们日常平常的生活的小事当中，他来拣选他的器皿。
God also is choosing His vessels in our daily life.
我们记得有一次神叫基甸来选人，来为神能够来征战。
We know that there was a story about Gideon when God was choosing people for Gideon to go to the war with him.
我们看到神不是按照人数来选。
We see that God did not choose men according to the numbers.
不是按照人的身高体重、他的强壮程度来选。
Not according to their height or weight or their strength.
也不是按照他打仗的经验和能力来选。
Not according to their experience or capacity on the battlefield.
我们很稀奇，神是照着他们平常吃喝的样式来选。
Marvelously, God chose them according to the form of how they eat or drink.
神最后只拣选了用手捧着喝水的300人。
At last, God chose the 300 men who lapped from the water in their hands.
神在我们这些平凡的人中间，在我们平常的生活当中，也来拣选他的器皿。
God is also choosing His vessels among ordinary people in our daily life.
让我们这些平凡的人能够在平常的生活当中，能够来带进神的荣耀。
So ordinary people in our ordinary life can bring in the glory of God.
哈拿就是这样被神所拣选的器皿。
Hannah is one of those vessels.
在她平常的生活当中，她能够来带进神的荣耀。
She brings in the glory of God in her daily life.
下面我们只是从哈拿这个小女子在她平常生活当中的一些小事，我们可以来一同学习。
So now let's learn from this little woman, Hannah, from her daily life.
我们来看他是如何成为一个能够被神拣选的器皿，能够来带进神的荣耀。
We'll see how he was chosen by God as his vessel and bring in the glory of God.
第一，一个能带进神荣耀的人，是一个活在神恩典里的。
First, the one who can bring in the glory of God is the one who lives in the grace of God.
首先，我们要知道带进神荣耀的是神的工作。
First, we have to know that to bring in the glory of God is a work of God.
而神的工作一定是用神的恩典才能成就的。
And the work of God has to be accomplished by the grace of God.
恩典是神做工的原则。
Grace is the principle of the work of God.
神做工的原则完全是恩典的原则。
God's working principle is solely based on grace.
起头是恩典，过程是恩典，到最后成全的也是恩典。
The grace in the beginning and in the end is grace all along.
从始至终一切都是恩典。
It is grace all along.
同样，神来寻找、来拣选他的器皿、来制作、预备他的器皿，也是恩典的原则。
Also, God, when God was trying to find his vessel, was also based on the principle of grace.
我们知道恩典不会是从神而来的，恩典只能是从神而来的。
Grace does not come from man, but it can only come from God.
我们怎么样子才能显出神的恩典？我们怎么样子才能测量神的恩典呢？
How can we manifest or measure God's grace?
我们只有活在神的恩典里，当我们平常的生活是在神的恩典的当中的时候，就能够来测量出神的恩典。
The only way is to live in God's grace.And from our daily life, and if we live in God's grace, and we can measure God's grace.
并且往往是在我们艰难苦楚的生活当中，就更能测量出显出神的恩典。
Oftentimes, it is in our adversities that God's grace can be reviewed and measured more.
Hannah 就是一个活在神恩典里的。
Hannah is the one who lives in God's grace.
我们开始读的圣经当中，我们就可以看到哈拿生活的在是一个弯曲被扭黑暗的时代的当中。
We know from the scripture Hannah lives in a time, lives in a dark and rebellious and a crooked time.
是在一个个人任意而行的时代当中。
A time that everybody does things in his what was right in his own eyes.
在这样一个时代中，一个敬畏神的人一定会面临着许多的难处和挑战。
A person who fears God in living in this type of time, in this type of time, will encounter difficulties and challenges.
而且除了他周围的这些大环境，哈拿在他个人日常的生活环境当中也面临着许多的难处和苦楚。
Besides the general environment, and Hannah also was encountering difficulties and sorrows in her daily life.
Hannah 个人生活当中，她第一个难处是她没有儿女。
The first difficulty for her was that she does not have any children.
在旧约的时候，神对以色列百姓的祝福往往是地上的福气，像儿女众多、牛羊成群、出产丰富等等。
In the Old Testament, the way God blessed the children of Israel is through the earthly blessing. Including many children or flocks or rich produces from the land.
但哈拿虽然敬畏神，却没有儿女。
Although Hannah feared God, she did not have children.
而且圣经告诉我们说，是耶和华不使哈拿生育。
Also, the scripture told us, although the Lord had closed her womb.
相反，比尼拿是。不敬畏神，却有儿女。
On the contrary, Penina did not fear the Lord, but she had children.
而敬畏神的哈拿却没有儿女。
This Hannah who feared the Lord does not have children.
这带给哈拿极大的难处。
This brought on Hannah very much difficulties.
哈拿不仅她自己个人有难处，而且她在她的家庭当中也有难处。
Not only did Hannah have difficulties herself, there was also difficulty in her family.
她丈夫以利加拿虽然爱哈拿，但他仍然有另外一个妻子比尼拿。
Although her husband Elkanah loved Hannah, but he had another wife, Penina.
而且这个比尼拿是一个非常厉害的女人。
Also, this Peninnah was a fierce woman.
圣经说她是哈拿的对头，专门激动哈拿，使哈拿生气。
The scripture says she was Hannah's rival, and she often provoked her to make her miserable.
我们可以想象，生活在这样一个家庭当中，哈拿每天都是在一个愁苦的、苦楚的环境当中。
We can only imagine living in this type of family. Hannah was in a sorrowful and a grief situation every day.
Hannah 除了她自己个人的苦楚，她的家庭的苦楚，而且她在属灵环境当中也有苦楚。
Besides the personal and family difficulties, Hannah also has spiritual difficulties.
我们看到当时属灵环境的黑暗。
We know the darkness, the spiritual darkness at that time.
当时的祭司不敬畏神，任意妄为，并且极其得罪神。
Priest did not fear God and act presumptuously and sin against God.
我们知道不久之后，甚至神的约柜也被外邦人掳去。
We know that not too long after, even the ark of God was taken captive by the Gentiles.
以利应该是当时的大祭司。
Eli was a high priest at that time.
但是他的眼睛昏花，看不分明。
But his eyes grew so dim that he cannot see.
他没有属灵的眼光。
He did not have a spiritual eyesight.
他甚至能把在祷告当中的哈拿当成喝醉酒的人。
He even mistook Hannah, who was praying as someone who was drunk.
当时的祭司不仅不能帮助神的百姓，反而使人更加的软弱。
Not only can the priest not help the children of God, they even further weaken the children of God.
哈拿当时所处的环境和面临的难处苦楚，往往也是今天我们所正在面临的。
We are also encountering the similar situation just as Hannah did.
我们个人生活在这个世代当中面临着很多的挑战。
In this time, we are encountering many challenges in our life.
我们自己、我们的家庭、我们的孩子，又充满着各种各样的难处和挣扎。
There are many difficulties and struggles in our personal life, our family, and our children.
我们也经历到我们在属灵上的软弱无力。
Oftentimes we also experience our weakness and powerless in our spiritual life.
那么我们要怎么样来面对呢？
How can we face all these difficulties?
哈拿他是怎样来面对对付他所面临的这一切的难处呢？
How did Hannah deal with all the difficulties?
是恩典。
It was grace.
哈拿名字的意思就是恩典。
The meaning of the name Hannah.Was grace.
其实神在一开始就已经为哈拿所要面对的预备了恩典。
In fact, God has already prepared this the grace from the beginning for Hannah.
哈拿的一生就像他的名字一样，是在恩典里的一生。
The whole life of Hannah, just like her name, is a life of grace.
神能把哈拿放在这一切的难处苦楚中，是因为神的恩典一直在他身上，没有离开。
The reason why God put Hannah in all those difficulties is because God's grace has never left her.
每当哈拿来看见自己的苦楚的时候，她看到的是恩典。
Whenever Hannah saw her difficulties, what she saw was God's grace.
而且如果没有这一切难处的测量，我们实在无法知道神的恩典是有多少。
So truly, we cannot know God's grace. Without all the measurements from the difficulties.
我们在哈拿的身上，我们都看见什么叫做我的恩典够你用。
From Hannah, we see what that means. God means by my grace is sufficient for you.
哈拿在她的难处苦楚当中，她显出测量出的神的恩典。
Through all her difficulties, Hannah measured and manifested God's grace.
哈拿因为有神的恩典，她能面对这个一切，面对这一切的难处和苦楚。
Because she has the grace of God, she can deal with and face all these difficulties and circumstances.
而只有一个在各样的难处中仍然活在神恩典里的人，才能带进这样一个神的国度、神的君王，才能带进神的荣耀。
Only those who live.In the grace of God, continually in all kinds of difficulties, can bring in the kingdom and glory of God.
而一个没有活在恩典里的人，是无法与神的国度、神的荣耀有份。
On the contrary, if one does not live in the grace of God, has no part with God's glory.
就像比尼拿，他有可夸口的，他有可以骄傲的儿女，但我们看见 比尼拿包括他的儿女，虽然也是神的儿女，却没有一个是与神的君王有关，是与神的荣耀有份的。
Just like Peninnah, she has something to boast about. She had children to be proud of. But we see that Peninnah, including her children, had no part with the glory of God, had no part with the kingdom of God.
所以我们要被提醒，我们不要活在我们自己的里面，我们要活在神的恩典的当中。
So we should be reminded that we cannot live in ourselves. We should live in the grace of God.
因为只有在神的恩典里，神才能够来制作我们，更多的能够来得着我们，把我们带到他的面前。
Only in the grace of God, God can mold us and gain us and bring us before Him.
哈拿在他面临这一切的难处苦楚中，他靠着神的恩典就来到了神的面前。
Hannah, through all her difficulties, by God's grace, she came before the Lord.
我们就看到哈拿来到了神的殿中，来到了耶和华的面前，不住的祷告。
She came before the temple of the Lord and continued to pray.
当哈拿活在神的恩典里，神的恩典就会把她带到神的面前，带到赐恩典的主的面前。
When Hannah lived in the grace of God, God's grace brought her before God and before this God who gives grace.
一个能带进神荣耀的人，是一个活在神恩典里的。
Secondly, the one who brings in the glory of God is the one who lived before to live in the grace of God.
第二，一个能带进神荣耀的人，是一个活在神面前的人。
Secondly, the one who brings in the glory of God is the one who lived before God.
神赐恩典给我们是有他的目的的。
And God gave us His grace. He has a purpose.
一方面，神赐给我们恩典，是叫我们能够来靠着他恩典，能够来面对一切的难处。
On the one hand, God gave us His grace in order for us to face all the difficulties.
但更重要的是，神赐恩典给我们，是叫我们能够来认识这一位赐恩典的主。
But more importantly, God gave us His grace. It's for us to know this God who gives grace.
叫我们来到赐恩典的主的面前。
For us to come before this God who gives grace.
是要我们能够来活在这一位赐恩典的主的面前。
So that we can live before this God who gives grace.
神赐恩典给我们，不是叫我们有能力活在人的面前，活在环境的里面。
God gave us grace is not for us to be mighty in to live before man.
神赐给我们恩典，是叫我们能够来活在神的面前。
God gives us grace is for us to live before Him.
所以我们看见哈拿，他靠着神的恩典，就来到了耶和华的面前，单单的活在神的面前。
So we see that Hannah, by the grace of God, she came before before God and lived before God.
神给哈拿恩典，不是让他活在他的对头比尼拿的面前。
God gave Hannah grace was not for her to live before her rival Peninnah.
让哈拿也有能力来激动比尼拿，也叫比尼拿生气。
So that Hannah may have the power to provoke Peninnah.
当我们面对我们的仇敌，面对对我们不好的人的时候，在我们的天然里面，我们往往想起来对付。
When we face our enemies or those people who mistreated us, our natural response will be to confront with them.
有一次，主在地上打发门徒去一个村庄来为主预备。
One time when the Lord sent some of His disciples to a village to prepare for Him.
但那个村庄里的人却不接待他。
But the village did not receive Him.
这时他的门徒雅各约翰看见了，就说，主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他。
At that time his disciples James and John said to the Lord, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?
这往往就是我们要叫主来对付除去一切与我们作对的人和事。
Just like us, we often ask the Lord to deal with those who mistreated us.
但神给我们恩典，不是叫我们来对付我们的对头。
But God gave us grace. It's not for us to confront our rivals.
神给我们恩典，不是来叫我们出去，让我们不舒服的。
God gave us grace. It's not for us to remove those who mistreated us.
神给我们的恩典，不是叫我们活在我们对头的面前，而是要叫我们活在神的面前。
God gave us grace. It's not for us to live before our rivals. But it's to live before God.
神给哈拿恩典，也不是叫她活在她丈夫以利加拿的面前。
God gave Hannah grace. It was not for her to live before her husband Elkanah.
我们看到以利加拿知道哈拿的难处，他也爱哈拿，给哈拿双份的祭肉。
We see that Elkanah loved Hannah, and he knew Hannah's difficulties, and he gave Hannah double portion.
当哈拿被比尼拿激动而哭泣的时候，以利加拿来安慰她说：“有我不比十个儿子还好吗？”
When Hannah was weeping in anguish, and Elkanah comforted her and said, "Am I not better than 10 sons?"
但哈拿没有因此而满足，她没有活在关心她的丈夫以利加拿面前。
But Hannah was not thus satisfied. She did not live in lived before Elkanah, who loved her.
Hannah 知道以利加拿不是她力量的泉源，不是她的磐石。
Hannah knew that Elkanah was not her source of strength, was not her solid rock.
什么是我们的依靠？我们的保障？我们的安慰呢？
What is our trust? What is our fortress? What is our comfort?
我们有没有想到要地上的人、地上的好处来成为我们的依靠，能够来成为我们的安慰呢？
Have we ever taken some people or some things on the earth as our trust, as our comfort?
我们是不是内心里更愿意活在我们的以利加拿面前呢？
Are we more willing to live before our Elkanah?
但哈拿没有活在她丈夫以利加拿的面前。
But Hannah did not live before her husband Elkanah.
她是活在耶和华的面前，因为只有神才是她力量的源泉，是她永久的磐石。
She lived before God because only God is her source of strength and is her everlasting solid rock.
神给哈拿恩典，也不是让她活在以利的面前。
God gives Hannah grace was also not for her to live before Eli.
我们看到当哈拿心里愁苦痛苦哭泣的时候，她没有来到祭司以利的面前。
We see when Hannah was in bitterness of soul and wept in anguish, she did not come before the priest Eli.
其实以利当时就在她的旁边。
Actually, Eli was just right beside her.
老迈的以利可以来代表我们过去曾有过的一些经历，包括一些属灵的经历。
This old Eli can represent our experience, including a spiritual experience in the past.
就像当时的以利，他看到哈拿的光景的时候。
Like Eli, when he saw Hannah's situation,
他想当然的就以为哈拿是喝醉。
He took it for granted that he thought Hannah was drunk.
所以我们看到老以利不仅不能帮助安慰哈拿，反而会叫哈拿更加愁苦。
So we see this old Eli cannot comfort Hannah. On the contrary, he made Hannah more sorrowful.
我们过去的经历、经验，甚至包括我们一些属灵的经历、经验或者是亮光，不仅不能来帮助我们，反而会叫我们陷在更大的愁苦之中。
Not only did our past experience not help us, but on the contrary, it can lead us into greater sorrow.
就像约伯的三个朋友来帮助安慰约伯一样，反而叫约伯落在更大的苦难。
Just like the three friends of Job, so when they tried to comfort Job, but on the contrary, they led Job into greater sorrow.
感谢主，哈拿是活在神的恩典里。
Thank the Lord, Hannah lived in the grace of God.
她靠着神的恩典，她不是活在她的对头比尼拿的面前。
By God's grace, she did not live before her rival Peninnah.
她不是活在爱她的丈夫以利加拿的面前。
She did not live before her husband Elkanah, who loved her.
她也不是活在年纪老迈的以利面前。
She did not live before the old priest 依赖。
哈拿靠着神的恩典，单单的来到了耶和华面前，他活在神的面前。
By the grace of God, Hannah only come before God. She lived before God alone.
只有一个单单活在神面前的人，才能带进神的荣耀。
Only those who live before God alone can bring in the glory of God.
第三，一个能带进神荣耀的人，是一个活在神旨意中的人。
Thirdly, the one who brings in the glory of God is the one who lives in the will of God.
我们看见哈拿不仅来到耶和华面前，而且她在耶和华的面前不住的祷告。
Hannah came before the Lord and she continually prayed before the Lord.
我想，如果我们处在哈拿的这样一个光景当中，当我们好不容易来到神的面前的时候，我们到底要怎么来祷告呢？
If we were Hannah, it took a lot for us to come before God already. How can we pray?
当我好不容易到神面前的时候，我完全可以来为我们自己的需要、自己的难处来祈求、来祷告。
After it, we come before the Lord. After all that, and we could have rightfully prayed for our own difficulties.
我没有儿女，我就祷告祈求神赐给我一个孩子。
If I have no children, I can pray and ask God to give me a child.
如果我的信心再大一点的话，我就祷告神叫我快快的赐给我一个儿子。
If I have a little stronger faith, I probably can ask God to give me a son quickly.
不错，我们是可以到神的面前，无论任何的事，大事小事，我们都可以来向神祈求，来祷告。
Yes, we can ask God for a small all great things before Him.
但如果我们要成为一个带进神荣耀的人，
But if we want to become those who bring in the glory of God,
我们不仅要来到神的面前，我们也要在他的面前来求问。
Not only should we come before the Lord, we should also inquire before Him.
我们要进到神的殿中，进到至圣所，在神的至圣所里面来求问。
We should enter in the temple of God, enter into the Holy of Holy to inquire.
当我们进到至圣所里，我们会看见什么呢？
What we see in the Holy of Holy.
我们会看见他的荣美。
We see His beauty.
不仅如此，我们在至圣所里也会看见约柜，就是神的旨意。
And also we will see the ark of the Lord, which is the will of God.
我们在至圣所里面，在神的面前，我们可以看见神的需要。
We can see the need of God in the Holy of Holy.
如果我们只是在外面，我们只能看见我们自己，我们自己的需要，我们看不见神的需要。
If we are just outside, what we can see is only ourselves. We cannot see the need of God.
只有我们进到了至圣所里，只有看见了我们这一位荣耀的主的时候。
Only after we enter in the Holy of Holy, after we have seen the glorious Lord.
我们周围的一切，包括我们自己，在他荣耀的光中，都要次第变色成朦胧。
Everything else surrounding us, including ourselves, will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory.
只有在他的荣耀的光中，我们才会来为神求问。
Only in the light of His glory that we can inquire for God.
我们才会来求问主他要什么。
That we can inquire what the Lord needs.
当扫罗去大马色的路上，在神在主荣耀的大光当中，他不仅被改变。
When Saul was on the way to Damascus in the light of the Lord's glory, not only was he changed.
而且他回来求问我当做什么。
Also, he asked the Lord, "What should I do?"
我当为主做什么
？What should I do for the Lord?
就像当哈拿来到神的面前的时候，他进到神的至圣所里来求问的时候，他就能知道神需要什么。
So when Hannah came before the Lord, when Hannah entered in the Holy of Holy, she will know that what God needs.
他就来为神的需求来祈求，他成为一个活在神旨意里的人。
So that she was able to inquire for God's need, and so that she can live in the will of God.
可能我们会来问，我究竟到底是不是已经在至圣所里？
We may want to ask, are we in the Holy of Holy?
我现在的祈求到底是不是在神的面前来祈求？
Are we inquiring in front of the Lord?
我们要来承认，我们很多的时候向神的祈求不像哈拿一样。
We have to admit many times when we pray, our prayers are not like Hannah's.
我们的祈求可能就像祭司以利的祈求一样。
Our prayers are more like Eli's.
我们和以利一样，在新约当中，我们都是祭司。
In the New Testament time, we are priests just like Eli.
我们可能也知道也明白神的旨意。
We may know or understand the will of the Lord.
但我们却没有活在神的旨意。
But we are not living in the will of God.
我们没有活在神的负担的当中。
We're not living in the burden of the Lord.
因为虽然我们也是祭司，但我们却没有进到至圣所里。
Because although we are priests, but we did not enter in the holy of holies.
没有在神的殿里瞻仰他的荣美。
We did not behold his beauty in his temple.
没有在他的殿里来求问。
We did not inquire in his temple.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们常常会像以利一样坐在会幕门口的凳子上。
Because just like Eli, oftentimes we sit on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord.
在会幕门口，以利有一把椅子，他常常坐在上。
Eli had a seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle. He often sat on it.
当以利坐在他的椅子上的时候，他就不会进到里面。
When Eli sat on the seat, he will not enter into the Holy of Holies.
他就不会进到神的殿中来求问。
He will not inquire in the temple of the Lord.
当我们也有了以利的椅子的时候，我们可能就满足于坐在会幕的门口。
When we have the seat of Eli, we may be content with sitting on the seat by the doorpost.
而不是进到耶和华的殿中，进到至圣所。
Instead of entering into the Holy of Holies to inquire.
我们就不是在神的殿里来求问。
We're not inquiring in the temple.
这样我们不会是一个活在神旨意里。
So that we are not those who live in the will of God.
愿我们来省察我们的自己。
May we consider ourselves.
我们是不是在会幕的门口也有一把椅子？
Do we also have the similar seat by the doorpost?
我们是不是满足于舒服地坐在以利的凳子上，就在会幕的门口？
Are we content with sitting comfortably on the seat by the doorpost?
愿我们没有以利的凳子。
May we not have the seat of Eli.
愿我们也能够来挪去我们可能有的以利的凳子。
May we remove all the possible seat of Eli.
而像哈拿一样来到神的面前。
Like Hannah, we come before the Lord.
到神的面前来求问。
We inquire before the Lord.
当哈拿来到神的面前，在神的面前来求问的时候，他就能够来为神来求问。
So when Hannah come before the Lord and inquire, she was able to inquire for the Lord.
来为神的需要来求问。
She was able to inquire for the need of the Lord.
她就能发现一件事情。
She found out one thing.
她就能知道，不仅她需要一个孩子，神也需要一个男孩子。
Not only did she need a child, God also need a child.
神也需要一个拿西尔人，一个完全归给神的。
God needs a Nazarite, a one who consecrated to the Lord completely.
Hannah 来到神的面前，她就能够来摸到神的心。
Hannah came before the Lord. She was able to touch the heart of the Lord.
她就能知道，神得不着一个合他心意的人，是一件会被仇敌羞辱的事情。
She was able to know that it is to be mocked by the enemies if God does not find a man who is after his own heart.
就像她没有儿女。被他的对头羞辱一样。
Just like herself being without children mocked by her rival.
哈拿活在神的面前，活在神的旨意的里面，她就会来为神来祈求。
When Hannah lives before the Lord, lives in the will of God, and she was able to inquire for God.
为神的需要来求一个儿子，一个拿西尔人，一个可以终身归给耶和华的。
To ask for a male child, a Nazarite.The one who can be consecrated to the Lord all the days of his life.
Hannah 是一个活在神旨意里的人。
Hannah was the one who lives in the will of the Lord.
一个活在神旨意的人是能够来带进神的荣耀。
The one who lives in the will of the Lord can bring in the glory of God.
而任何按照神的旨意的祷告，神一定是会答应。
God will answer the prayers according to His will.
是一定会来成就的。
God will accomplish.
我们看见神就让哈拿生了一个儿子。
We see that God gave Hannah a son.
给他起名叫做撒母耳。
His name was Samuel.
Samuel 的意思就是神听祷告。
The meaning of the name Samuel means heard by God.
他是从神那里为神求来的。
Because he was asked for from the Lord.
我们知道神后来就借着撒母带进了大卫。
We know that God brought in David through Samuel.
而大卫最后成为了全以色列的王。
And in the end, David became the king of the kingdom of Israel.
把神的荣耀重新带进了以色列百姓中间。
And brought in God's glory among the children of Israel.
我们现在所生活的时代是一个艰难苦楚的时代。
We're living in this difficult time.
不仅有许多不法不义的人和事在我们的周围。
Not only are there many lawlessness and injustice around us.
而且在属灵上也在一个荒凉的光景当中。
Also, the spiritual condition is very much desolate.
而这一切的发生正是因为神的荣耀离开了我们。
All this is because God's glory has left us.
但神的荣耀不会改变。
But God's glory will not change.
神的荣耀不会败落。
God's glory never fails.
神在地上一直在寻找一般仍旧顾念他荣耀的。
God has been seeking those who are mindful of His glory.
神一直在寻找一般仍旧有心要来带进他荣耀。
God has been seeking those who have the heart to bring in His glory.
神不仅在寻找，他也从暗中来兴起他所拣选的器皿，来带进他的荣耀。
Not only has God been seeking the vessel, but He's also lifting up His chosen vessels in secret to bring in His glory.
我们从这位生活在士师时代的小女子哈拿的身上，看见了一个神所拣选的器皿。
We see a chosen vessel that brings in the glory of God from this little woman, Hannah, who lived in the days of Judges.
一个能带进神荣耀的器皿。
The vessel who brings in the glory of God.
我们看见神荣耀的工作在这个器皿的身上，叫哈拿所受的这些苦楚，这些自战自清的苦楚。最后成就了那极重无比神永远的荣耀。
So we see that God's glorious work on this vessel. So Hannah has suffered the light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
而如果哈娜没有经过这些苦楚，就不会成就那极重无比神永远的荣耀。
If Hannah did not suffer the affliction.There will not be the far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
我们看见神的工作叫哈拿在一切的苦楚当中，他经历了神的恩典，把他带到神的面前。
We see that God's glorious work made Hannah to experience God's grace and come before God through all her adversities.
我们看见神的工作叫哈拿活在神的面前，而不是活在人的面前。
We see that God's glorious work made Hannah live before God, not man.
我们看见龙神的工作叫哈拿来到神的面前，来明白神的旨意，来为神的需求来祷告。
We see God's glorious work made Hannah come before God to seek and understand His will and to pray for the need of God.
最终神荣耀的工作借着哈拿的祷告生下了一个男孩子。
Eventually, God's glorious work made Hannah give birth to a son.
一个终身归给神的拿下。
A Nazarite consecrated to God all the days of his life.
并带进了大卫。
Who brings in David.
最终带进了大卫的子孙，就是我们的主耶稣。
In the end, brings in the descendant of David, which is our Lord Jesus.
神在哈拿的身上成就了他荣耀的工作。
God has thus accomplished his glorious work on Hannah.
神在哈拿身上让他经过这些自战自清的苦楚，为神成就了那极重无比永远的荣耀。
God let Hannah went through the light affliction, which was but for a moment, was working for a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
神在哈拿的身上带进了神的荣耀。
God has brought in his glory through Hannah.
今天神同样在地上，在我们中间来寻找，也要来兴起像哈拿一样的器皿。
Today on the earth, God is still seeking and lifting up vessels like Hannah.
就是那些愿意活在神的恩典里的人。
Those who are willing to live in the grace of God.
愿意活在神面前的人。
Willing to live before God.
愿意活在神旨意里。
Willing to live in the will of God.
那些愿意带进神荣耀的人。
And who are willing to bring in the glory of God.
愿我们来答应神的这个呼召。
May we answer God's calling.
愿意有份于神荣耀的工作。
Be willing to take part in God's glorious work.
让我们现在在地上所经历的这些自战自清的苦楚。
So that this light affliction, momentary affliction we are experiencing on the earth.
可以来成就那极重无比神永远的荣耀。
May work for us.A far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory.
叫我们能够来带进神的荣耀。
So that we may bring in the glory of God.
让神的荣耀永不败落。
So that the glorious God will never fail.
我们低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，当我们来到你的面前的时候，我们要承认我们实在是亏欠了你的荣耀。
Lord, when we come before you, we truly admit that we have fallen short of your glory.
但我们感谢你，你的荣耀永不败落。
But we thank you, your glory never fail.
你也一直在地上寻找你所拣选的器皿，能够来带进你的荣耀。
You are seeking your chosen vessel on the earth who can bring in your glory.
愿你今天能够在我们当中，能够来寻找，能够来得着这些器皿。
May you find and gain the chosen vessel among us.
愿你荣耀的工作能做在这些器皿的身上。
May your glorious work can be accomplished on those vessels.
好让我们现在在地上所经历的这些自战自清的苦楚，可以能够来成就那极重无比神永远的荣耀。
So that the light and momentary affliction we are experiencing on the earth.And work for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory.
叫我们能够来成为带进你荣耀的。
So that we can become those who bring in your glory.
我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.